Oh, you want to hit record? Thank you. So, Beis HaKisei, continue with the bathroom theme. That's what the rest of the siman is. Beis HaKisei, Av al-pi she'yesh lo mechitzas, ve'ein bo hatzah. Even though I'm saying by tzoya, I'm sorry. It has mechitzas, and there's no tzoya in it. Now we're talking. Until now, we've been discussing actual excrement. Now we're talking about a bathroom without anything in it. Right, so a Beis HaKisei, even if it has walls and it doesn't have any tzoya, any tzrichim laharchim, you have to stay away from it. Meaning when davening, for lachain, tzavtzal also im nekev shemamidin tachtav grar lifnois. Let's say you have like a table, not a table, I'm sorry, a chair, which it has a hole in it, sort of like a toilet seat, right? But without the toilet, meaning you'd put a bedpan under it, right? Lifnei means to go to a bathroom. Or apple pee shahitziu as a graph. Even though you take away the bedpan, the kisu as a nekev bedaf, and you cover over the whole of this toilet seat, this makeshift toilet seat. Kamakam yesh l'sasel azed din beis hakisei. This it still has the din of beis hakisei. You have to take it out of the house, or you have to cover it over. Ach, imhu kisei hamayuchad liyeshiva, but if it's a seat that's normally meant to be sat on, umachus bekar leyeshiva love, and you cover it over with a pillow in order to sit on it, virak leesatzayrich masinim esakar, and only sometimes you take away the pillow, v'nifnim shom, and you use it for the bathroom, v'shub machzirim alav esakar, and then you put back the pillow, b'zeh yesh log, and then you could be mekel. Meaning, if it's a toilet seat, that's meyuchad for the, it's meyuchad for the toilet, then you have to, you can't have it, you can't be anywhere near it. But if it's not meyuchad, you just use it as a toilet sometimes, then you can leave it in the room. Okay, Yud Gimel, Graf Shorei, Va'avet Shomer Raglayim. Let's say you have a bedpan or an Avet Shomer Raglayim, that's forgot what they call that. Whatever it is, it holds urine. If they're made out of earthenware or wood, Dinam kibbeis, they have the same din as a bisakise. Even if they're clean and they don't have reachra, even if you pour water in them, or you turn it over on their mouths, it doesn't help. Even if you put them under the bed, loimahani, because our beds don't make a separation, so they're not big enough. You need to either take them out of the house, or you need to cover them. And if they're made out of metal or glass, meaning not made out of cheres or wood, if they're washed very well, and they don't have any smell, and you don't have to distance from them because they don't. It repels the smell, glass or metal. And the assumption is plastic also. So you have a bedpan in the room, right? You have a bedpan in the room with these type of things. So if it's made out of plastic, glass, or metal, then it's fine. You're allowed to daven in the room. But if it's made out of earthenware or wood, you're not allowed to. Pi chazir, the mouth of a pig. Since a pig's mouth is always in the excrement, dina kegraf sharei, it has the din of graf sharei. Vafilo oil min anahar, even if it just got out of the river, which means it just washed itself, ain a rechitza me'elis, like the rechitza does not help.
What's the nafka mean in Siman Yud Beis Yud Gimel, the chair? It doesn't say what kind of material is made from.
What do you mean? If there, because it's not meyuchid, it's only if it's meyuchid.
But a ger sharei is zichem yuchad.
What?
A ger sharei is zichem yuchad.
Right, but this is clean. This is clean.
But the chair is also says even if it's clean, it has to be covered.
No, I
It's
think the
meyuchad.
assumption is it's not made out of glass or metal.
Ah, made away is made.
I think, but I hear what you're saying. But yeah, I think so. Very good. So you dial it. Beis Hamercha, it's gamkein osur ladavar lahar b'shum dvash dover shebegedusha. In a bathhouse, it's osur to think or speak in learning. V'osur lahaskar shemus amiyuchadim laKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to mention Hashem's name. Afilu b'loshen chol. Even in a weakness, this comes up a lot. Can you say the word God? Right? Could go in God, v'loshen Ashkenaz, v'koyotzeb zeb v'shar l'shonus. In a street, or in dirty streets. You can't say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is one of Hashem's names. Let's say you have a guy whose name is Shalom. So can you say his name in the bathroom? Like, hey, Shalom, how are you? So there are those that say you're not allowed to say it. And there are those that allow it. You didn't mean Hashem's name. When you say Shalom Aleichem, we teach it as, you know, it's translated as peace unto you, but it means you want Shalom, meaning Hashem's bracha. I once heard from Rav Cohen, he says, Shalom, if somebody tells you Shalom Aleichem, you have to give them back an Aleichem Shalom because you want to give them back a bracha with Hashem's name. When people text me Shalom Aleichem, I always try to remember to text them back in there before I give them the answer, Aleichem Shalom. But anyways, in the bathhouse, when you're just calling a guy Shalom's name, that doesn't change anything. That's not Hashem's name. V'chein noyeg l'hakol, the minig should be mekol. V'yorah shemayim, yeshu hachmar, yorah shemayim should be machmar. So from this, you can be medayik that you're not allowed to say that the word God, according to this, sounds like it's one of Hashem's name, even in the word God, which means that you can't say the word God, because that's saying Hashem's name levatala. So really, okay, we'll get to that when we learn those sets of halachas. Tesvav also ledaber divrei Torah kedusha neged erva. You are not allowed to speak Torah or kedusha neged an erva. Bein shel acher. Whether it's yours or whether it belonged to somebody else. Fafilo shel katan or katana, even a katan or katana. Rach the Torah mitzvahs mila. Oh, what about a bris? How does the mile make a bracha in front of the baby? Motor levarich neged erva satina. There it's motor. Fafilo im aitzam einov shaloi liris as a erva. Even if you close your eyes, Loimani doesn't help, kivan she negda, since it's opposite you. Elayata pana vekufa mekenegda, you have to lean your face and your body opposite the erva. Right? So again, closing your eyes for erva doesn't help. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's see first Tezai. Kufa isha, a woman's body, komakash darka leschasis, any place that the woman normally covers, in the skalasham shir tefach, if there's at least a tefach's worth open, b'chein sa'iris shel isha nesua, isha darka lechasaisa. Women, the regular derech is to cover the hair. Im niskala k'tzas mehen, if a little bit of the hair is revealed, choshev k'may erva legabi ish, it's looked at like an erva. B'ein chilek, b'ein chi ishta, isha cheres, doesn't make a difference if it's your own wife or not. Ha'al gabi isha, loy chashivi k'may erva, but for one woman to another woman, it's not erva. Right, so this is important. A man, he's saying that you're not allowed to make a bracha, and if your wife normally covers her hair, you're not allowed to make a bracha in front of her hair when it's uncovered. But the Aruch HaShulchan is famous saying that nowadays that most women don't cover the hair. Aruch HaShulchan says it's okay. It's better not to rely on that, but when you do need to rely on it, then it is allowed. Right? And then, of course, it has to be a tefach of her hair. It has to be a tefach of her hair. So, and that's where, unfortunately, there's a tshuva from Ramesha that says that a woman is allowed to uncover her hair up until a tefach, right? So a lot of women take that and run with it. And they say, oh, you see, you're allowed to keep your hair a tefach. So they want to take, you know, full bands and all that type of stuff. But Ramesha, first of all, in the Tshuva, only wrote it for a very specific case. That's A. B, it means a tefach of area, surface area. It doesn't mean a tefach across the whole head, right? It means a tefach square. So basically, it only gives you a little bit of space from each one, and that's it. So that's okay. That's contemporary. Those are contemporary things that come out of this sugya. Okay, another contemporary thing called Zemer Shalisha. The voice of an Isha Chashav Gamke Kamay Erva. A woman singing is Erva. Mikomok and Bishasa Trak. Shushamea Nosham is Zamrais. But if it's in a Shasa Trak and you hear women singing, V'yashalei Limchas, and you can't tell them to stop. Like it's Batam Shum Zemikri Kriya Shema Tfila Vatira. You should try very hard to be Isaac in the Kedusha that you're busy with, and don't think about it. This comes up a lot on a Pesach, but a Seder, girls end up singing. If it's too difficult, it can make family politics, and the husband, whatever the husband, the brothers, brothers-in-law, whatever it is, can just concentrate on their Torah or learning or Haggadah, and they don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about it. Fine. Now this next. That's the Kol Zemer Isha. Of course, there's a famous heter. I think Rabbi Yosef says if you have no idea what the woman looks like, it's okay. That's one of the coolers out there, but it also shouldn't be relied on unless it's a Shas HaTchak. Yud Zayin, im libay roya ze erva shaloi. Let's say your heart sees your erva, which basically means, well, let's finish the whole thing. Ava pisha erva hi mechos. Even though the erva is covered, can't you lavash pachalik? Let's say you're wearing a nightgown or a long t-shirt, so your erva is covered, but your heart is seeing your erva, meaning there's no separation between your erva, which again here means the private parts, and your heart. Gamkein also loymer called darvish begedusha. You not say you can't say any darvish begedusha. So that's where wearing a gartel by davening comes from, because you want to make a separation between your aver and your heart. So there is something to wearing a gartel. So the Paiskim say that nowadays, if you're wearing like underwear that has a band, that's enough, or a belt. I don't know if regular pants is enough. It has to be something that sticks to the skin, right? So, but most people are wearing that nowadays. But if it comes up for people wearing hospital gowns, or at night, if you're undressed and you just go under the blanket, you'd still have to make sure that you cover yourself, meaning you make some sort of mechitza. Women have this too. Women have this halacha too. That's why by the mikveh they're supposed to cross their arms or whatever it is that they do. Now, the reason why people wear gartel anyways, because then it became an Indian to wear a special beged for davening. Fine. Again, so it's also to say, Darvish Kedusha, Ela Tzarech Lios Lavush B'Mechnasayim, you have to be wearing pants, Shem Dubakim Al Gufay, that are touching your body. Or Sheyeza Be'ezor, or use a belt. Or Yaniach Zroi Oysav Al Acholuk, or you take, here he's talking about wearing a nightgown, that's what they wore back then, or a robe. He says, or you put your arms on top of the robe, so to make a separation between your heart and your erva. So he says that a woman doesn't need this, but she can't see her erva when she's doing any sort of mitzvahs, which when she's sitting down, she doesn't see that, or when she's standing up, she does, and then you have to do something about it. Okay, how far are we going in Vav? Till Gimel? Hello? Oh, everybody's muted?
Yes, Gimel, I was muted. I'm trying to get to it. Yeah, Gimel. Including Gimel.
Including Gimel, okay. Thank you. Fine. Okay, Simon Vav. Ksas dini brachas v'dini baruchu baruch shumai v'amein. So, kaidim sheyivarach, well, Aleph and Gimel, pretty long. Kaidim sheyivarach is bracha. Before you make a bracha, kaidim sheyivarach, eza bracha tzorachu l'das, eza bracha shutzorach l'varach. You have to know which bracha you're making, meaning, if a guy's bringing in pizza on Motzei Shabbos, well, pizza, you know the bracha. But he says, I'm bringing you drinks, and you don't know whether it's wine or schnapps or whatever it is. So you can't start Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he comes in, and then you look, and then you see what bracha it is, and then finish it. Because that's not, that doesn't work. Kadesh B'Shoshu, Masker is Hashem, Yisbarach Shu Ikar Abracha, when he's mentioning Hashem's name, which is the Ikar Racha Yeda Mashi Yisayim, he knows what he's finishing. And you have to know. That's meaning, if you by mistake make the wrong bracha, you can't just change on the fly, right? You have to actually know when you're starting the bracha. And you're not allowed to do anything when you make a bracha. This is an important point. You can't be on your phone while you make brachas. You can't be really even walking around is not so simple. But certainly, birchas hamazon, you know, cleaning up while you bench or all these type of things by saying asher yotzar, you can't do anything while you make a bracha. Don't say bracha quickly. Have kavana to what you're saying. When he's washing his hands, and he's making a bracha on peres and on mitzvahs that are in every person's how do you say it? They're in every person's meaning regular brachas that everybody knows. Yichaven liboy. Levarich b'shem b'irei asher hifli chasta imoy that he did wonders with him v'nasan lo yaperes and he gave him fruit hayalechem or bread lahanes mehem to have hanah from it v'tivo ala mitzvahs and he commanded him on the mitzvahs v'lo yasek adam ha'izadavar b'minig u'maitzi dvar mepiv v'loi hegir and v'leiv and he shouldn't do it like somebody who's doing it quickly. All right, and then it's just like rote. I think that's the word we'd say, rote. All right. If you make brachas, this is pretty scary. So we're giving yaitz and mutsu with this too. This is again the lashon of sevei chasidim. Hashem gets very angry with shalach lanu b'yad Yeshayo v'amar, and he sent in the name of Yeshayo and said, "Yan ki nigash ha'amar ze befiv u'sfasa b'kibduni." It also basically all means that the people are just walking the walk, talking the talk, and being very plain about Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yeshayo Rei Masa Beniki Eino Ela Lafnim Umachzikim by Kaadam Shemachzik Benoig Minigavaisa Biyodav, and they're just like doing what their fathers did, buying the basic Mispalim Lafanai Tefilas Akvuas Kaminigavaisayim Beloy Belev Shalom, and they're just coming to daven like the minig of their fathers, without any sort of lev shalim, right? Hey, menachem sidaim, they're just washing their hands. Mavarchem aratil sidaim, who bites him? They make bring natil sidaim, bites him. Mavarchem bebrachas amaiti, and they break bread and they make the bracha amaiti. Shaisim mavarchem kamaisha adavar shagar befiem, and they drink and they make brachas like it's just they're used to it. Af peishem mavarchem enu mischavne lebarcheni. And when they make brachas, they don't even have kavana to bench me. Lachain al kain chora apoy. Hashem gets very angry. V'nishba b'shmei agadol la'abed chachma s'chachma v'yoydim oisai. And he says, okay, I'm not going to let them have chachma. U'mevarchim oisai b'minig v'loy b'kavana. And I'm going to make them a minig. They're asking me to do above and beyond for Yiddishkeit. And they're not even willing to go above and beyond to make me a bracha. All right, so why should I go above and beyond for them? And person should say brachas out loud, because the call is ma'ira kavana. So this is basically a major musar from the Chachmas, the Sefer Chassidim, right? That we should really concentrate. The main part that I take out of it is that do the brachas properly, because if not, Hashem is not interested in doing Lefnim Meshur Zadin for us. Fine. Beis, Kishu Mevarech, Yehei Piv Naki Min Haroik. When you make a bracha, your mouth should be clean from saliva. The gam shar davar lo yeh b'sach piv. You can't have anything else. Your mouth should never. Your molly pieces of lasecha. So then the shaila becomes: what about bite plates and these type of things. Are you allowed to have them? You're not allowed to have them. So it's better not to. Fine. Last one. Also, lohitzi shem shemayim levatola. You're not allowed to say shem shemayim levatola. I mean, you can't say Hashem's name for no reason. Chol ha'mitzvah shem shemayim levatola. Over all mitzvahs I say. You're over all mitzvahs I say. Dosiv es Hashem lekecham tira. Uksiv ki im loy sishma. Liyira es Hashem ha'nichbar v'anar. V'zeo mechlal ha'yira. And that's part of Yira. Shalei lahask shmai ha'gadol. You should never mention Hashem's name. Ki im b'derech shvach u'bracha. Except when praising and making brachas. B'mashu mechuyiv ha'y b'derech limud. Either way, you're required to the word derech limud. V'yira v'yizdazu evara b'shashu mazgir es Hashem. Yisbarach shemai. Whenever you say Hashem's name, you should be shaking and scared. Avaloi lohitzi chas v'shalom levatola. Don't do it chas v'shalom levatola. Right? The loy shame hamayuchad olva, not only the shame hamayuchad like Adoy or your whatever elokim elokol hashem asim yuchadim l'shma yisbarach all names. The loy levad v'lashon hakodesh aser. This is what we were discussing before. Not just lashon hakodesh, elafilu b'chol lashon aser. Any lashon is aser. V'mkalas chaveru yasatme b'shma yisbarach ay b'kinoi. And if somebody curses Hashem, we're using Hashem's name. Kinoi hu mashi mashbichin ve'akadosh baruch hu kamei ha'gadol ha'gibar ha'noira ha'neman ha'adir ha'chazak ha'amitz ha'izuz chana v'racham kano erech ha'payim v'rav chesed v'chol lashon. If you use those lashonis to curse somebody, chayev malchus, you get malchus. However, in sin or rabim roiv ha'moni am einam nizarim va'omrim b'lashon ashkenaz. Most people are not careful not to say God's name, like I just said in English. Gotzol im em stropin ukadoma. Hashem should strike them. People shouldn't say that. Vayvrim is the alav shel Torah. He says Yovrim is a deraisa. So it could be saying God, Daman. I'm saying it out. Could be saying that to somebody. Could be according to the Kitzer, is a deraisa. Let's say you curse somebody without using Hashem's name. Saying like he shouldn't be benched. Meaning you told the guy, you're not going to curse him out, but you're going to say, he shouldn't be benched. They're still in Isser. You can't write Hashem's name, meaning in God we trust, or something like that. Many people make a mistake and they write God, and like, but he's talking in Ashkenaz. I should call him Tevas Adya, Fulashan Sarfas, that's French, Ubayure, Im Hashem, Fu Isser Gomer. That's an Isser Gomer. Because what's going to happen? That letter is Seamus, and it's end up in the garbage. But Dover said, "Garim anias be Yisrael, mima shem shemayim motzi." It's going to cause to become poor. That shem shemayim is founded. And kol shekem be bizayin chas v'shalom. And kol shekem is going to be a bizayin. Utrichem ha'chokmas v'avisatzus levatel zeis. And you need to be wise and strong to be mevatel these hanhogas. When somebody has saliva in his mouth, yarek tchila, first spit, v'achrach yemer es Hashem, and then say Hashem's name. V'loish yemer es Hashem, v'achrach yarek, don't say Hashem's name, and then spit. Chen, k'shemenashik is a sefer, when you kiss a sefer, yarek tchila, first spit, and then v'loi l'achrach, not afterwards, because then it looks bad. K'shemenashik is a sefer, es Hashem, yoymer ha'tevas Hashem, when you have to mention Hashem's name, so you say Hashem. Right? Don't say Adoy Shem. It's not Kovet Shomaila to say Adoy Shem. Right? So, I mean, there's a lot of information tonight, but I have to rush, so I can't do the Chazorah. But I guess the only one to try and Chazorah. There's a lot of important information in tonight's.
It's Yaakov, how do you take money? How do you take money into the bathroom? It says in God we trust on there.
You're muted. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I'm muted. We didn't write. I think because we didn't write that. Right.
I thought the whole thing is that it's going to become a bazaar to whatever you write, whatever language it's in.
What do you say?
No, I thought it's just that if you write it, it's going to become a bazaar. As long as it's on a piece of paper or whatever it is.
I don't know. Well, either way, if the island could log off now because we're stopping, but we'll can sometimes we'll continue to talk, but although they're all welcome to stay on. I think I don't have my svarim here with me, so I think you didn't write it, and it's also folded in a pocket, so it's covered. Those are some of the attainments out there, depending on what type of pocket, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. All right. We'll stop over here. Everybody should have a fine night. We'll see you tomorrow night, Bezer Hashem. Tanish.
Yeah.